bargaining, 22nd of January?
2014.
2014, at somewhere after 3:00.
Thanks, everybody, both here and on the phone, for coming together on short notice. Your time is valuable. This is the minutes from our last meeting. I'll give you copies in case you want to somehow distribute them forward.
Take a picture and text them to Barbara.
They look fine to me.
Okay, good.
Did you see anything, Tom?
No. All right. This, in an effort to try to resolve our impasse in these negotiations, we have a revised proposal for your consideration tonight. And it would be, Article 23 and Article 3.
Collective bargaining.
That's in there, Craig.
Is it recorded?
It seems to be, I think when it comes to it, it just decided to...
What's that? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And I'll kind of walk through the changes from the last article that we proposed. Because I know people are on the phone, they're not, none of the benefit of the written document that we've passed out. But we passed out for the people on the phone, we passed out a written Article 3 and a written Article 23. The change at Article 23 is at 23.4 and 5 is the primary change. We are proposing that effective upon the date that this article is agreed to by the parties, which would be today, if we were able to TA this article today, that each eligible employee would receive a 2% increase to their base salary. So it's a 2% recurring increase. And the one-time payment language at 23.5 goes away. The other part of this is worth noting is at 23.8, which is on page 3 of 4, which is the administrative discretionary increases. And upon ratification of this article, through December 23rd, 2014, the university has three-quarters of 1% of ADI authorization. Article 3, we have release time granted for the summer of 2014, three units for the summer of 2014, and four units for the fall of 2014. And that's what we are proposing, hopefully to resolve our impasse.
Couple of questions on this.
Sure.
One is, all other employees for the raise that they got, I believe it was effective November 1st, 2013. I understand this is a different amount, but it's also a different effective date. We would want to see some kind of make-whole clause or some kind of limitation that would not cause our bargaining unit to end up in a worse position from raises because we bargained. For example, one might envision a situation in which we TA'd this and then the university decided that it would only be fair to offer an additional 1% increase to all other employees, even though we don't bargain for them, that they would effectively piggyback on this negotiation, but our employees, our bargaining unit, would be harmed by the fact that they didn't get their first 1% increase effective November 1st. They got it effective, call it January 22nd. That would be today.
So let me see if I understand. I think I understand what you're saying, Jim. You would like to have some language put in the contract that would say that if additional raise would be given to people who are not represented in the unit, that the total,
so timing
some of that, some of that raise would not be in excess of what you're given.
So timing and amounts.
Right. So in other words, the timing could even be later if it all evened out.
If it all evened out, that would be fine. As long as we looked at it and said in terms of the cash flow in the current year as well as in terms of a permanent increase to base, there had been no harm done to our bargaining unit relative to other employees on campus who we do not represent by this agreement.
Right. And that's you're talking about relative to the fact that people make different amounts of money.
So, I'm talking about in terms of how the increase works for, say, a representative employee with a base salary of $50,000, that they would end up in the same position.
And this would only apply to the additional wage increases that would be provided by the university, not the $1,000 and $1,400.
I believe that's already been effectively distributed, and appropriately, to our knowledge, it's been appropriately distributed. We've not heard from anyone that there was a problem.
Okay. We'll take that suggestion into consideration.
So that's one thing that I think would be a concern for us. I see that it's 0.75%, but we want to recognize that you have that full amount to spend. And one advantage that you have with ADI is, if need be, it's difficult, but you could spend the cap within, just a few weeks if need be. Whereas when we went through the last impasse, the case that you made to the Board of Trustees, and they agreed with you, was that it was a trade-off between ADI and release time for the union. That was, it's a matter of record and is in the recordings of that meeting. You're not sort of making UFF whole in terms of its release time. You're basically saying that because you bargained for this, we're made whole with respect to our ADI. We have to use it more quickly, but we still have an entire amount, and you are not. You simply lose that release time during a time when employees were engaged in the activities that are meant to be supported by this. And I think that in fairness that should be equalized. And we're open to doing that in a sort of making up for it over time in the future to allow us to give releases to the folks that we intended to give releases to this year before that was taken out of the contract.
I'm having a bit of a trouble understanding this. What you're saying is that, because the way I understand it is that there's been a period of time. Mm-hmm. Not off the top of my head, I can't tell you when that kicked in, but there was no release time, granted. I guess it was the summer and fall.
Summer, fall, spring.
Right. Mm-hmm. But during this period, during summer and fall, and I guess for some period of time, maybe before that, the university did not have the benefit of an ADI, right?
Right.
Right. So now, our concept is that we would have release time and ADI go into effect through the fall semester. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is we should not have ADI in this semester while you do not have release time?
No, here's what I'm saying is, when I look at this, particularly in light of the way that you characterized ADI relative to release time before the Board of Trustees, mm-hmm. the position that you took as a representative of the university mm-hmm. was that it was a simple trade-off, that the union was not willing to grant ADI at that point for our reasons, and therefore the university should not grant the union ADI. You made it a trade-off argument. When we offered a position of 2% raise for 0.75% ADI, we were doing that very early in the fall semester with the intention that would provide for releases in the fall, releases in the spring, releases in the summer. And you would have an equal amount of time over which to spend your cap. So you would have the full timeline to spend whatever cap. We had a number of offers on the table, and we would get the full number of releases. Mm-hmm. What you're proposing now is truly, I understand it, it limits the amount of time in which you can offer ADI.
Right.
But you still get that amount. You are able to offer those raises in total, whereas UFF does not get the same number of releases.
But we also thought that there was a scale where you said there was so much ADI at 3%, there was so much ADI at 2%.
Let me make it clear that, I don't think this is an ideal trade-off. I think that you are accepting that. But what you've done is by delaying this, if we had accepted that back when we offered it, we wouldn't have had one, we would have saved all of this time and anguish and expense. But the second thing is that UFF clearly would have had release time at a minimum for the spring.
So
we would have had ADI for the spring as
well. But you would have had the same cap. You would have only had been able to spend up to that same amount. I'm just sort of pointing out that there's a...
You could have had... During that period of time when you lost release time, we potentially, and I think actually, but I'm not going to go on the record of swearing to that because I don't have actual knowledge except what I've been told in informal conversations, we actually lost people because we didn't have the right to give ADI. So it seems to me that both sides suffered a loss during that period. You lost release time. We lost people that we valued because we couldn't give a counteroffer.
Can I offer one suggestion, since you would be proposing, I believe your intention would be to have the ability to offer ADI concurrent with the raised timing to be able to start offering it as quickly as possible, which would mean during the spring semester. I think that, in fairness to the folks on the phone, I'm going to want to call for a caucus when we discuss issues. Would I ask that you would consider a position of offering in your offer four releases to UFF to use only during fall and spring semesters going forward to make up for this semester in which you will have ADI and it will not have release time? Because practically speaking, it would be very difficult to offer releases to UFF people starting 2 weeks into the semester. If you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would equalize out the cost in that, because you would be expecting to offer, I don't believe you would want to wait until May 8th to be able to start offering ADI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's sort of...
We'll caucus.
I'm just trying to, this was the balance, the trade-off that you all raised to the board and the board bought into. So I think it's fair to go back to that balance and expect there to be.
That's what we are trying to do in terms of going forward, is saying, okay, our percentage of ADI is directly tied to your percentage of release time, and that starts applying over summer and fall. Yeah. So.
Well, then maybe we might look at ADI taking effect at the start of summer.
And I know you have to. I'm just trying to understand what your thoughts are, Jim, so that when we go into our caucus, we can have a full conversation, not to come back and. So, would it be your inclination? And would you consider it to be, let me see if I'm understanding this, it would be something you would entertain, that to address this timing issue, that if ADI kicked in at the same time, the release time kicks in.
Mm-hmm. The alternative being, and I can see the university wanting to be in the other position of having access to ADI as quickly as possible, in which case I would want to see some mechanism for allowing UFF to offer those four releases for spring this current semester, which has literally just started, but once it starts, you're sort of stuck.
Right.
To people, and understanding the cash flow issue from the university's point of view, I could see us with a stipulation that they had to be used next year during the fall or spring semester, that they couldn't be used every summer when there is a specific cash obligation because of the way we compensate summer. Is that making it? We're willing to go either way.
I understand, but right. The ADI.
I'm not saying make it happen now, I'm just trying to be.
No, I see what you're saying.
Right, okay. I understand that. Well, let's stay at caucus.
I mean,
okay.
Thank you for the offer and thank you for being back at the table.
Okay.
Jim, I'm going to hit stop.
Turns out definitively, every time a call comes in, whatever recording's on there gets stored away, and that's it.
Oh, really?
I love Apple products. They are clearly superior technology. We are back from caucus. 3:45.
Is this thing running yet?
It is.
Okay. We appreciate the time in the caucus, and this is what we can do, and this is what we're not able to do. We're not able to put a parity clause in the wage article. So, if you want me to go into our reasons, I can. One of which is, they're disapproved by the Public Employees Relations Commission. Technically, they're illegal. But for the reason that if we have a bargaining obligation with AFSCME, if there was a wage event with them, we would have to sit down and negotiate with them, and it can't be tied to triggering more money for someone else or set at a level. So we're reticent to do that. What we can do, though, for one of your two concerns, is we can delay the implementation of ADI until your release time kicks back in for the summer.
You understand our concerns about the parity, the make-whole clause, and in fact, I believe, as Chief Negotiator Mike, on a number of occasions, you have represented to us that the university would not offer a wage increase to the UFF bargaining unit that it was not prepared to offer to the rest of campus. That's been stated to us directly, even though we've responded that that doesn't seem appropriate since we're bargaining to represent a particular group of employees, not the whole campus.
Well, that may have been a philosophy or approach at a particular time and accurately represented to you, but as you can see from what we put on the table, we have a different plan now.
Even when we have said that we would offer that to other employees, we still have to go back to the bargaining table with someone with a group like AFSCME.
I do understand that. It's a complicated. You understand we sort of suspect, and maybe we'll have some side bets to figure out whether we're right or not, that an announcement will, if we were to TA this article with you, that an announcement would be forthcoming quickly to the rest of campus that miraculously money was found and they were all going to get another 1% raise. And that puts us in a position, from our perspective, of we've spent a lot of time and effort and money bargaining on the fact of an entire campus as opposed to just our bargaining unit. We're not opposed to other people getting raises. In fact, we sort of think that a lot of people deserve that. Even people at this table might be in that group of people deserving those raises. Not the man in the pinstripe suit, but...
I'm going to wave my if it settles the deal, I'll wave my interest.
Okay. Well, you're a good man. You're a good man. So as I understand it, what you are offering is that we would put an effective date on ABI to begin May 8th, 2014, and to end December 31st, and that you are offering, in terms of releases, 3 releases for the summer and 4 in the fall.
That's right.
And then we would be back at the bargaining table, as we know, with bargaining 2014-2015.
And loving every minute of it.
Perhaps not for a good 8 months. We might actually get an 8 month.
The CPA says August 8th.
August 8th. So, yeah, good 8 months before we'd be back at the table.
We could probably agree to something else.
Yeah. And with any luck, miracles do happen and negotiations do become completed sometimes. I've heard tell.
We actually have done reopeners that did not end up at impasse.
You have.
Yeah. Not never a whole contract.
You and I were,
yes,
were,
we were part of one.
Part of one of those that did.
Yes. I think we've done 2.
Well, I'll just take a lesson.
I'll give it my best.
That is to give you a mentoring.
I only weighed my increase.
I know. Baby steps. What do folks think on the phone about not having a Me Too clause? Hello?
Hello.
Thoughts on the Me Too clause, Barbara? Did you hear what the university's position is coming back from caucus?
Yes. I think the Me Too clause is important. I don't know if you want to caucus or, you know, I don't know.
We probably should caucus briefly again.
Okay.
That sounds to me like a hint, like we need
yes.
to...
Yes,
you know, we'll just be outside.
Okay, I don't anticipate a long...
All right, I'm going to
okay, hold on, I got to do the whole... I love iPhones, did I mention that?
Mm-hmm.
Back from caucus, about 3:55. Okay, with the adjustment in Article 3, well, there's no adjustment to Article 3, so as a package, we are prepared to TA your Article 3, and with two adjustments to Article 23, one of which we've talked about, which is, and it's nothing problem, don't get nervous.
I'm already
Article 23, the effective for ADI. The other thing is we realize that we need to get that $600 into Article 23.
We do.
I mean, we need to write something out. And I even forget what you said was the president's druthers, which we were fine with. It was one of the four options. I think it was department by department,
5,
lowest salary up, right?
Yes.
It would be the outstandings first from lowest salary up, and then if they
I'm
still
I'm handwriting
had
this down.
Was he lowest salary? Or was he time and place?
He was lowest salary.
The point being, we're really not, we gave you four, we really couldn't figure out amongst ourselves.
I know, and I couldn't remember, and so I had to, Tony and I had to sort of strong rush into the president's office the last time right before we met to say, what was it again you wanted?
So what we do need to do is get that into
Article
23.
I got it in there,
okay.
$600 bonus.
And then the last thing that we would like to request is a joint announcement to go out and to go out quickly. We really have mobilized a lot of people to get to this thing tomorrow, and we would feel obligated to send something to them quickly. But it has been our history in the past when we
are
able to resolve things to send out a joint announcement to keep it for the
people. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yes,
that's
we will
idea.
Do that.
And I have a little bit of time if we can sit around and it doesn't have to be long, it just has to let people know it's settled. We'll be sending out a you know, ratification vote. So.
I don't know what the effective date of this is.
It's June 30th, I think.
June 30th,
it's something like that.
Okay, $600 bonus.
To be distributed as...
As mandated by...
The General Appropriations Act for 2013.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming back.
And the people on the phone.
And the people on the phone. Mm-hmm. And the people in Onland, Catacombs, and Milliken.
Who have sweat and blood.
The masters behind the you know.
Actually,
Mike Johnson,
you may
to them.
Or may not choose to believe this, but Tony did actually get last Thursday notification from the state that some money that we did not know we were going to get, that the legislature was funding some lines that we did not know they were going to fund, and that's where the money came from.
Well, we need to finish.
I mean, that really is.
I don't even know where we're putting this, so I don't know where to.
I'm doing it in 23.5.
You just put the same. I'm no longer concluded allegedly. It's because
I have to go.
You have to go? Okay. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, bye.
See you all later.
I'm out of batteries. Okay.
Bye, Candy.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Do we call it a bonus by the state?
It is actually.
Okay.
Because you can give a bonus, because it's given out in accordance with
the top 30% or 35%?
Well,
35%.
But I wouldn't even go into that. I would just say in accordance with the General Appropriations Act, because all that's in the General Appropriations Act.
Okay.
Right. Do you want a fresh copy? I have extra copies if you want to start over again. Or do you have other stuff?
I'm going to wait until and then I'll copy down my head.
Okay.
Is everybody off that, or is Shelly?
Shelly, are you still on?
Yeah, it looks like it's top 35%.
It's
35.
But it's okay.
And so we are going by department, by annual evaluation, by use, no, by salary. By salary lowest to highest was the decision.
But all the outstandings get it. And then you start at the lowest salary again with above satisfactories.
Why did they do that?
Did you have a good birthday?
I know how they did the budget.
You know what? I think.
Because, the Senate said, across the board.
I think I already did this once. I think I did it again.
The speaker said it has
to
be.
Do you want me to come with you then?
Yeah. Okay. And the Senate wanted to give money across the board. And it morphed in the last couple of days. It was a percentage, actually. Yeah. And then for some reason, they decided to flip it to the flat rate. Why, I don't know. Probably because they couldn't get a handle on how many people would be affected.
It's easier to figure out what it is. Figure out.
The numbers times,
$35, $36.
In percentage. So they switched it to the flat rate, and the speaker said, I'm not going to give it. I'm not going to give an across-the-board increase. It has to be merit. And they, because I was sitting in the Senate Appropriations Staff Director's office listening to all of this because I had to go out and give it to the unions. And they said, what if we, just throw a piece out that's merit?
$600. Yeah, to buy in to the across-the-board. The council's really the bulk of the raise.
We'll give you, and it was probably something like $1,500 for everybody.
Okay.
And then they said, all right, we'll do it 14-1. That carves out 600 times 35%, and you can have that.
Somebody was there with their spreadsheet real quick figuring out what it was.
Yeah. And so the
speaker. And then they left all the details up to everybody.
Yeah, administratively, they created a nightmare.
You know,
a lot of units.
The state, who's not as configured in an organizational pattern as the university, I know you might not think that's possible, but.
I am skeptical, but go ahead.
The state has sent out this thing last week that says we want everybody to be placed in a work unit. It could be two people, it could be 2,000 people. So everyone has to get put in a work unit. And then they rank each other.
They rank each other within the unit? Yeah. Peer evaluation?
Yes.
Has anybody actually looked into peer evaluation and all of the
myriad
problems with peer evaluation?
It's going to be terrible.
This is as good as the creative writer is saying, you student, hand your short story to him, and he'll hand his short story to you, and neither one of you knows how to write, but you're now going to evaluate each other's writing.
Right.
Persist. I really liked your story, that character, the one that had the red dress on, I really thought that was cool.
Yeah. Hey, I guess they'll be like, it would be probably this office suite is a work unit.
Yeah.
And so everyone has to have a meeting.
You pit everybody
and rank each other.
Yeah.
Everybody should have a meeting, rank each other. Somebody in some of these work units are going to be last by everybody. How would you like to feel like
all of you? Exactly. What have you accomplished then? What have you accomplished in kind of a circumstance other than...
To give a bonus.
Right.
You have to have a peer review element. What? You have to have
a
peer
review. Statute?
It's in statute. And the way the state university system is getting around it is because of the there's a peer element in the evaluation system.
I think particularly for ours, I don't know about for other like AFSCME for fraud. I don't know how they're reviewed in terms of there being a peer element, but I guess there's something, right?
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Probably not.
Sounds good on paper, right?
Probably not.
I've seen some of those evaluation sheets, and I don't ever recall seeing.
Oh, I think it's going to be really, really a mess.
Well, I think it's going to be a mess. What about here in administration? Because you all's evaluation looks very different than ours, right? It's a lot more about achieving goals. It's more that kind of thing. Well, how do you rank people who were the best 35%? Not that the $600 hopefully will matter tons.
We also live in Lake Wobegon, where everybody at the university is outstanding. So which outstanding is the real outstanding?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the good reasons to go with by department, because that's what we always did when we had merit, is to avoid that. You have some departments where everybody's outstanding, and you do have a few departments where basically nobody is. They're, mm-hmm. they're all about satisfactory, but like maybe one person's outstanding.
You know, I had that Student Success Act case. I still do have it. It's at the first DCA. I had it in circuit court. It was challenged by the teachers union circuit court in Leon County. But in 2010, before 0.4% of all the teachers in Florida got a below satisfactory evaluation. There's two rankings. It's like a below. There's like an unsatisfactory. There's like needs improvement and a below. So in those the five rankings, mm-hmm. 0.4% got the lowest two. Only 0.4% of the teachers in Florida need improvement. Even though the numbers are horrendous. All the people are off grade level on reading, off grade level on math, 36th in the nation on scores.
Great inflation everywhere, right?
So they completely redo it. They say it has to be... it has to have at least 50% student progress. The evaluations have to be 60% student progress. It has to have input from parents. They have a whole new system. They implement it.
What?
0.6% right. is in the low.
50% increase. You got to look at it's a 50% increase. Well, let me say this. Long time ago, when I first arrived at UCF and I spent my 1 year in the Faculty Senate, the one thing I got interested in was grade inflation. So I got a bunch of data from this university on by department GPAs, differently, you know, graduate versus undergraduate, for the previous 10 years. I mean, I just had all this data, and it was just such incontrovertible evidence of grade inflation. I mean, it's just gone through the roof, and there were some departments around this campus where it was like 97% of the grades they were getting were A's. Mm-hmm. Including no discernment. Think of the years then when one college could not discern between summa, magna, and cum laude because more than 10% of their graduates had 4.0 averages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when I finally did get a proposal through the committee I was on about how we were going to address this, and you know, I started out with the idea, we ought to have a grade distribution and every class ought to have to fit within this, that you know, we're going to say that there's going to be 25% A's, and there's going to be 40% B's, and there's going to be this percent C's, whatever we want to have as GPA. Oh, it was horrible, horrible, horrible. Mm-hmm. So the final proposal was we were going to do nothing except we were going to start publishing the course GPAs with faculty names attached to them. And therefore, if you were...
Oh, my goodness.
And this was back when there was still... Classrooms were not filled to the brim, so the cost would be, if you were an easy grader, you're going to see a ton of students come in, and there was going to be a cost to that. And that might be enough incentive to... Once you may have shame,
right.
that if you were shown to be, you know...
Right.
That was voted down by the Faculty Senate like 90% negative. They did not want to make a single change to that. Now, the argument you will love the best was a member from that same college, which... begins with an EDU. Why she didn't want to have any kind of course GPA. Now here it is. Do you know that this is the college where you have many departments that have basically they never give F's or D's and they rarely get C's, and it's just the data is there. State of Florida, in order to be certified as a teacher, and I guess your teaching license or whatever they call it, you have to have a 2.5 GPA.
Okay.
And oh, I've actually messed up this story. I was also trying to do away with grade forgiveness.
Okay.
The reason given not to do away with grade forgiveness, you need a 2.5 GPA. And do you know that if we're not allowed, if some of these students are not allowed to retake courses and have that grade forgiven, they wouldn't be able to get their teaching license. And this faculty was very upset with me when I said, why, kid? I'm sure if we want him in a classroom with a student that couldn't get a 2.5 GPA in college, but that was their argument for having grade forgiveness, was to allow those students who just weren't able to get to that monstrous 2.5 GPA to still get a teaching license. It's just not a lot of fun with that.
No.
I showed the students my grade distribution in previous courses, yep. and I watch their faces go pale.
I have.
Because I don't inflate. Because it's not fair to the student. If they think that they're really wonderful and they're getting A's and then they take the MCAT,
yeah, or so you have
standardized,
that.
We've got, you know, we have other outside forces acting to keep us in reality. I've just seen students get devastated by that. It's not fair to them to build them up.
I have started teaching a portfolio management class where I'm finally giving students their wish. For 20 years, I have had whiners about how you don't give portfolio students, you make us memorize stuff. So I walk in and tell them that didn't fall. You're finally getting your wish. This class will be open book, open note exams.
Do you make any difference
then? You can bring anything you want as long as it's written. Oh, no, it wasn't that. The GPA in that class, this is a graduating senior class, 2.11. I had an A minus. This is out of 75 students started, 60 got grades. An A minus, and a B plus, and it went down from there.
Wow.
Because the expectation, yeah.
I expected them to actually know stuff.
Yeah. Well,
and that was with curving exams, by the way, and I curved them drastically, 20-25 points apiece.
There's something odd going on with this year's class, because we're seeing it across the board.
I think their
performance is terrible.
Really?
Yeah, there's variation, huge variation from one year to the next, and no one can explain it. And it's not just here. The community colleges are saying the same thing. So it's something about this cohort.
I think this teach to the test generation just keeps getting more and more developed.
Yeah. Something.
It's
really odd.
But you know, another thing, too, is you're starting... I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not, but there was an editorial in the Sunday New York Times about education. And it was about how students in elementary schools these days and past now coming up are really the first generation that had texting and email and they could
Google
Wikipedia
it.
And Google and they really
they can work the iPad before they can actually walk
right and so and this and you know this teacher said she sat down and met with a student who was not doing well, and she said, well, I have 500 texts to answer each week. I don't have time to study.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah.
That's actually probably a low number, judging from some of my colleagues that have older kids, and their texting bills are shooting up through the roof, and kids start phones.
Recently, I got a smartphone for Christmas, but he's on the Walmart plan, because that was the one that was $45 a month, unlimited everything. And it's also a cheap phone.
So if he loses it or
breaks, if that phone breaks, we don't replace his screen. It's not even, I mean, it's not free, but it's under $100.
Yeah, and I mean,
if you lose it, go buy another one.
And I guess to have one is not a bad thing. It's a great thing, but it's...
Yeah.
I think there's people who become infatuated with it and they spend all their disposable time on it, then they're not
a small number of people in this college age and even afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the hours that are spent on video games and just totally absorbed in the electronic devices is really shocking.
Yeah.
Now, my public service announcement for the day, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
UCF will repair your screen. Front or back for $20.
You're kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? $20?
$20. I had the back of mine that shattered.
Uh-huh.
$20.
Oh, wow. Where is that?
Over in the Technology Commons. They sent out an email saying, you know, for your iPads, prices starting at $89. I actually have a chip on my iPad, but I'm going to take it over and see what they do for the iPhone. $20.
Wow.
Same day. Walked it over in the morning, noon, had it back by 4. Yeah. It's a good deal.
That is a very good deal.
Good deal.
Yeah, because you know what I might do then? My son has an iTouch that he got. Although now he's been used, but it got dropped.
Yeah.
It's just shattered. I wonder if I could.
You're still
going to
use it, yeah, take it over.
For $20, that's worth doing. Mm-hmm. You know, when I looked at the price, those places, it's like $80-$85. It's like, the thing was only $150 new.
I think it's a startup deal. They're trying to get people to use their services so they can get it in there quickly.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know what the difference is between...
No, that's just like an iPhone 3.
IPhone, but
the iTouch is just the iPhone 3 with that phone in it. So. Very cool.
Yeah.
Do we know what happened? They're riding away.
It's cold in the building. It slows them down.
Mm-hmm.
It... Oh, yeah.
say that he didn't, as the sign on the door says, we need to watch some lights too, because the bulbs are expensive. And make sure you go up to Tallahassee and tell them we are cutting costs.
I will do
everywhere
that.
We can. So what is your next stop now? Surprised you weren't up in Tallahassee. Are you in Gainesville today?
I spoke at the lunch at college has a conference on legal issues for in-house counsels from around the country. And it does quite well because there's a lot of college attorneys around the country that want to come to Orlando in January.
Oh, but they didn't quite realize what they were getting into today.
Yeah, they didn't. Although they're still, I think.
Yeah, I guess
families are often universal, you know. So they're.
Okay, Sherry is typing away and apparently having problems, so I have to call her. Sorry.
Okay.
She's gonna want me to.
Okay, I did a presentation on the Supreme Court of 2010.
Okay.
And only one person fell asleep that I could see.
That's way better than my normal lecture. Well, I am actually going to be on a panel in New York City.
Oh, she is? She's all done
then? At Tucker College.
Tucker College?
Yeah. No, you're going to laugh. Please don't laugh, because I don't know how I ended up being the subject matter. I think it's just hard to find anybody who wants intellectual property and online course content. We got an article, right?
We got
stuff, so I got stuff to sort of talk about.
Right.
But isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is funny.
So I'm like, it's funny how you become an expert in this world. And that's for continuing legal education credit.
Yes, really.
Yeah, we are a panel that's going to count for that. You could come listen to me.
I can get credit. I probably
get that conference, right? I don't know if that's a recognized conference or not. It seemed to have a mention there.
Right, but it's not. You can tinker with it a little bit, and I can run back up and make a very nice change. Let's see if that sounds about right.
Can I see?
Yeah, I think
my only question was that the Act doesn't actually say it has to be in each department. It leaves it up to us to provide.
No, but you have to put, you have to fill in that detail.
Yeah, okay.
It just says that it has to be done in accordance with the statutory provision.
Yeah.
Which has the 35% and the peer input and.
Are we going to have any departments where we don't get to 35% looking at outstanding evaluations?
Well, then it goes down to above satisfaction.
But it doesn't say that.
That's what I was going to say. Do we need to add that line?
It says it starts there, right?
It says it starts there, but then say, I mean, we could argue that it's. Are we still recording? I don't know.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean.
I don't mind adding the line if it makes you more comfortable.
I'm okay even having it just written in by hand.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll do it. Might still have an aneurysm.
You've
got a hot date or something going on.
You know, there's an old thing.
You've been busy. You've given a presentation today. And so you have to come see me then in New York.
I will.
Continue legal education.
I'll find any excuse to go to New York, even to a panel when you're on.
I'm only annoyed because the one day I really had an evening free is Monday, and Broadway's dark on Monday.
Aww.
And I really wanted to see, what is it, Kinky Boots.
Yes.
I want to see Kinky Boots.
I would love to see Kinky Boots.
So I'm going to probably cheat. No, I'm probably going to, I can't cheat. I can't extend. I had to get permission to take arrangements for classes on Monday, but I just might go to a matinee on Sunday rather than one or two events on there. The conference doesn't start for 1:30, and it's all
April?
Open. Yeah, it's in April.
NHSBQMP.
Yeah, DJ.
ASB something. A.
Oh, you're an expert?
On intellectual property.
I'm in course content. They couldn't find anybody. Candy put my name in based on, well, we have an article.
Yeah. If it doesn't deal with that, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, we do have some stuff, but we do have stuff. We basically just say course content is owned by the faculty member.
Yeah.
I don't have a grievance that was settled, so I can talk about that.
That's true.
Well, can I only get 10 minutes? So I'm willing to stop. I mean, you got five people on a panel, and you have to leave time for Q&A, and it's like, I mean, see, I'm 10 minutes. I don't need to say much.
Yeah, you don't need to say much when you got...
Okay.
I have this hypothetical.
If there is an insufficient number of employees in outstanding evaluation in front of us, yeah, that will certainly cover it from my perspective.
Okay.
Is everything else okay?
Did you look at them? I didn't look at them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is three. Okay, so we're here. That's just three, and I just pulled out those two copies because I've got them. And Senate, and we're just looking for ADI, is 5.
I couldn't remember, so we got it, what all we, so we had to put in there, so I just...
No, just...
Just frantically.
Oh, so one thing, I mean, there's nothing we need to do right here, but it should be relatively obvious, we will be asking to open Article 3 in the next round as well, because otherwise,
Can you make a copy of this? Because that way I don't have to rewrite it in here and have it look...
You photocopy this one, first page, correct?
Yeah, just the first page.
And then we can substitute.
Is that a blue pen?
So, this is a blue pen. You want a blue pen?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a blue pen here. Now, tell me, you're on the left initially?
Yeah.
Okay. I am on the right. And I'm on the right, if you're on the left. And I am initialing and dating each page, signing the last. Okay. I do this often enough to remember what I'm supposed to do.
I know what you're talking about.
That goes, whatever you've done, one of them
is like that. Check the dates on that, the dates are all...
Yeah, the dates for ADI are good. They're May 8th through December 23rd.
Just checking.
I'm not sure the 23rd versus 31st, but that's for effective...
It's the semester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
We were trying to be fair.
This is an executed dream. Thank
you.
Appreciate it.
With any meeting, keep our fingers crossed that we will still get another. Well, of course, it doesn't matter to you guys, but for the rest of us, having the university closed over that time period between Christmas and New Year's makes a huge difference.
Even
for you, because even though you have. You basically are off because there are no classes scheduled and nothing's going on with departments. I'm sure you still get emails and things. Although maybe not.
It's going to sound horrible, and don't ever quote me on this. I was starting to get angsty because there were some times I wanted to come in and get some stuff done and it was quiet around here.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as the campus is still closed and I don't feel comfortable even I have a key to the building sort of driving on when there's four cars and the whole campus.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, geez, our building never shuts down. Anytime
a police officer stopped
me coming in on a break and said something about, hey, campus is closed here, it's allowed on campus.
I just double checked. You must be
just in this building 24 hours a day, even on New Year's and Christmas.
It's good.
We got animals, experiments.
Yeah, we would. Especially if you got animals, you got to get
your plants. Yeah, you got to
take
care
of them. I mean, my poor plants are used to having to sort of fend for themselves. My poor little few scraggly things I have in the windows. Yeah, but no, you're doing things for scientific experiments.
Yeah.
I can't.
I've got a tent over my banana plant at home, trying to coax it through this cold snap.
My dad's Christmas lights
went
on here, and
he doesn't have LEDs.
Well, they're not LEDs.
They're old-fashioned ones.
Yeah, they can.
Do you want to talk about the joint announcement?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Okay. I might leave then.
You might.
All right.
You might, or you're planning on. You're gone.
You're gone.
I have. I will not be insulted if I'm not mentioned anywhere in this organization. I know the bad case that comes up in my absence. I guess I'm going to go back to Tallahassee.
Okay, Tallahassee with you. Do you have a driver?
I have a driver.
Excellent. I want to see you when I grow up.
Thanks.
Bye, Sherry.
As always, thank you.
Bye, Ron.
Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a...
You're going to Tallahassee back?
No,
I just meant to call you because I have another issue I need to discuss with you.
I want to be in Tallahassee that bad.
Call ahead and have them start the heater.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to get considerably warmer.
Not even through the whole weekend.
No.
No, it's looking an awful pecky.
Okay. You know what?
Well, it's good for burning.
It might be helpful. We probably have on one of our computers upstairs prior to our announcements that we could probably script from. Yeah. So you want to come up and...
Yeah, that's fine.
Thinking we're done?
I'm just trying to figure out where they are. Just, you know, in my head, I'm going through my files.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I have basically no files, so.
Okay. 4:25.